You know, we Americans are possibility thinkers. All God has to do is give you one little word and you're off. And he knows that. And you need to learn the difference between a carrot and a calling. How many carrots has God used to get me moving? Haven't eaten very many of them. The calling always came another way. The carrot just got me going. He got the locomotive going. It's like the fellow there you see every now and then, these strong men, and they put the strap and a little hook in their teeth and they pull a train on a track. That's about what the carrot does for you. There you are stuck somewhere and God says to one of his angels, stick a carrot in her face. Stick a carrot in his face. He's been asking me so many times, when is his wife coming? Go ahead and tell him now. So the angel says, your wife's coming now. And boy, that's it. You are plastered on the wall like one of those tree frogs. She's coming now. And that got you through that day. And that now, he said that to you 3.5 years ago. Glory to God, you didn't hear yet. Well, you needed a carrot. More likely when she does come, he won't announce it. She'll just be there and you'll know and you'll know that you know and you know. This is God.
Yes, right.
That's life.
That's right.
Anyone who moves any other way is going to get into real trouble. That's why I said Christianity is revelation based. And the lifestyle of a winner isn't a possibility thinker. Now, I'm not against possibility thinking. It'll open your mind and broaden you. I think that's wonderful. But not every possibility is of God. Not every church you go to is God's calling. Not every message you hear is God's calling. Not every book you read is right. Not every book you read is all right. Some books only have about 4 or 5 lines. You should see Randall and me searching for revelation in these books we order. Boy, you go for 20, 30 pages and find one line and say, okay, that's it. But Christianity is a revelation-based faith. And this is why Proverbs 29:18 says, with a vow of vision, the people perish. And you know that word vision there in the margin of your Bible, they put this in there. Without an open revelation. In other words, without hearing something that's really from God, you'll die. Do you know why? Because life isn't always easy. Now what gets you through the hard days? When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest in his unchanging grace. On Christ the raw solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, without a vision, you'll perish. Do you know, I'll go one step further. Jesus couldn't have gone to the cross without a vision. The Bible says, he endured the cross, despising the shame for the joy that was set before him. There's the vision. He said, I could never have gone to the cross and died. I despised what I had to go through too much. I hated the shame too much. Had I not put the vision of the New Jerusalem and the eternal church in front of me with all of my redeemed sons and daughters and pleasures at the right hand of the Father forevermore, I'd have said, you can have this cross. I'm out of here. And just said, angels, let go now. These guys can die in their sin. He set the joy before them. And if Jesus needed to be revelation-based and motivated, don't you think you do? And no, I'm not talking about massive, absorbent, overwhelming truths and shocking experiences. You don't need that. And anyone who suggests that is kidding you. I mean, how many times in your life do you ever experience such things? Not very often. I mean, I've been saved 40 plus years now. And the fact of the matter is that from 1965 till this day, how many big visions have I had? How many shocking experiences have I had? Not a whole lot. But I have had many sustaining daily blessings, things God did for me that I just knew was God. And the strangest of things, but it was God, nevertheless. So I want to say this from a Christian point of view. The lifestyle of a winner is revelation-based. And you need to base your winning on the revelation of God. And that means immediately we have to get into the Word. We have to get into the Word. Because the Word is the fundamental revelation upon which we all stand. And from there, God can lead you within the parameters of that great truth.